就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
哥林多前书，新约的哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians 9.
第二十七节。
27.
哥林多前书二第九章第二十七节。
First Corinthians 9:27.
我只读下面那一句话，最后的一句话，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝。
Just reading the last part, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
如果我们把中间几个字把去掉的话，这个可以这样读，恐怕我自己反被弃绝。
Or if we leave the middle part out left by any means, I myself should be a castaway.
哦，我的心中的负担还是愿意继续跟弟兄姊妹好好来看这个出熟的果子。
My burden is still to share with brothers and sisters and look at the first fruit.
上次在一年的开始，我已经跟弟兄姊妹交通过这个出熟的果子。
Last time I shared about the first fruit.
出熟这个字可以说是最先成熟的。
First fruit are the ones that mature first.
我们发现神在圣经里面都要出熟的。
We discovered that in the Bible, the God wants the first fruit.
所以我们如果从这个看哈，我们说我们家里面第一个信主的出熟的。
So maybe in our house, the first one who got saved, that's the first.
在这个国家里面，第一个认识主的，出熟的。
Or in this country, the first one who knows the Lord.
神今天要出熟的果子。
Today the Lord wants the first fruit.
最早的，最先的，最好的。
The first, the foremost, and then the best.
但我们知道出熟这个字在圣经里面还有另外一个意思。
But in the Bible, the word first fruit has another meaning.
他乃是说，如果这个你看到它成熟的话，以后有大批的都会这样成熟的。
It means that when you see one that has ripened, you know there's a whole bunch coming forth.
如果这个果子现在能够这样成熟，以后我可以看到这一片的果园都能够这样成熟的。
If you see this one fruit ripen, you can expect the rest of the orchard.
全体只差着一个，就是时间上的差别，慢一点，晚一点。
The only difference is a matter of time. One is coming first and the other one's later.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹看过哥林多前书十五章二十节那里说，基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
It says that Christ has risen and he's the first fruit among many.
这个意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
乃是说主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
The Lord has resurrected from the dead.
以后信他的人都会这样复活的。
The rest who believed in him will also resurrect.
主耶稣的复活是再没有一个朽坏的身体，是不朽坏的身体。
The Lord resurrected and he has an incorruptible body.
我们的盼望有一天复活，我们也得着一个不朽坏的身体。
And same thing with us. One day when we resurrected, we will have an incorruptible body.
我们虽然很多我们说我们信主。
Even though we say we have believed in the Lord.
但是呢，我如果好好问，我们还怕死吗？
But then we ask ourselves, are you still afraid of dying?
我想 majority 还是怕死。
I believe majority of us are still afraid of dying.
我们总是对于死这件事就是差不多过不去的事。
It's something that we cannot overcome.
所以我们对主耶稣的复活在我们里面还不够深。
So,With regards to the resurrection of Christ, it's not deep in deep ingrained in us.
你知道我们真正信主，你记得那个埃塞俄比亚的太监哈，这个腓力跟他传完福音之后。
We know that eunuch when Philip preached the gospel to him.
这个太监说，哎，这里有水，我受浸有何妨？
The eunuch said, "There's water. What is stopping me from getting baptized?"
腓力 就问他一个问题。
And then Philip asked him a question.
他说：“你相信耶稣基督已经复活了吗？从死里复活。”
He asked him, "Do you believe that the Lord has resurrected from the dead?"
他说：“我信。”
And he said, "I believe."
腓力就替他受浸。
And then Philip baptized.
所以我们发现主耶稣复活这件事，在我们每个人信主的世上，一定先有一个影响。
And so we know that resurrection has the first impact in our life.
但是我们要发现，这个要影响我们的生命，要更深的一步。
But to have a deeper influence in our life, there's a step.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书里面要说的。
This is what Paul wants to talk about.
你们每一个已经信耶稣的人
，For each of you who have believed in the Lord Jesus,
你应该里面是喜乐。
You should have joy in you.
你应该不会因怕死而你失去喜乐。
You cannot because of being afraid of dying lose your joy.
因为死了之后，你等着是那个不朽坏的身体。
Because after dying, you're waiting for that incorruptible body.
穆勒弟兄。
The brother Mueller.
他92岁的时候，有人要说，我可不可以有一张照片？
When he was 92, somebody asked for a photograph of him.
我们弟兄说你晚几年要就好。
He said, "Oh, you should wait a few more years."
一般人听不懂。
Other people don't understand what that means.
晚几年不是更老？
Isn't it like after a few more years he'll be older?
晚几年不死了？
Or he has died?
我去哪里拿你的照片？
So where am I going to get that picture of him?
他就解释了。
And then he explained.
我讲的晚几年就等我复活的时候。
That to wait for a few more years means.
我一定看起来比现在好多了。
I'm definitely going to look better than now.
不只是相貌没这么老。
Well, but not as old as now.
并且我是不朽坏。
But have an incorruptible body.
所以我最近读圣经，对这个主的复活啊，我蛮有感觉的。
So lately, I have great sense of this thing about resurrection.
只要我们对死亡还觉得有威胁的话
，If we're still afraid of the fear of death,
我们就是对主的复活不够印在我们的心里面。
Then the resurrection has not impacted us greatly.
因为这个复活不是一般的心脏病了，把他救死掉了救活，他还要死的。
Well, this resurrection is not about, oh, somebody dying of heart attack and then, you know, got saved like that.
这个复活是不再死亡。
This resurrection is you're not going to die again.
所以我盼望我们弟兄姊妹，我们常常默想这件事情。
So may we really meditate on this thing.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
The mother of our Lord Mary.
她有个特点。
She has a special quality.
听不懂的东西。
What she does not understand.
她反复思想。
She will meditate on it.
他常常默想究竟主讲这个话什么意思。
She meditates. What does the Lord mean by this word?
他没有去怀疑。
She did not doubt.
他没有去挑战。
She did not challenge the word.
他只是一直在默想，摆在心中的主，你讲这个话什么意思？
She just kept meditating on what does that word mean.
我们对于主的复活。
With regards to the resurrection of our Lord,
如果我们说主，我还没太深印在我心里面。
If we find that this is not greatly imprinted in us,
我们求主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes,
给我们知道我们以后的盼望，跟不信主的人盼望差太远了。
That our hope is totally different from the hope of non-believers.
因为人生不是这一背过完就没了。
Because life is not just here and now and then over.
人生还有前面到永远要活的。
But life is eternal. There's still life to live.
我们要怎么过这个永远呢？
How are we gonna go through eternity?
我们如果里面眼睛真被打开的话。
If our eyes in us has really been opened.
知道我们的终局是怎么样的。
We know what is our end.
你今天生活就很踏实。
Then your life today will be very will be grounded.
很多朋友会问说，你们基督徒活着意义是什么？
Friends ask us, what's the meaning of your life now?
那如果问你们，你怎么回答？
How are you going to answer that question?
我们都有官方回答，敬拜神。
Maybe we have a standard answer to worship God.
我很喜欢用官方回答。
We like standard answers.
Officially, 怎么回？
Answers,
敬拜神。
Officially, we say.
你连侍奉神都不敢讲，因为你都不现在就在侍奉神。
You don't even dare say serve God because you're not doing
it. 你只说我在敬拜神。
You just say I'm worshiping Him.
人家听得一头雾水，什么叫做这是你人生意义吗？
But is this really your life purpose?
所以愿主开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
我最近这个跟弟兄姊妹唱了一首诗歌。
Lately we sang a song.
这位姊妹生来就是瞎眼。
This sister was born blind.
有个姊妹按手在她身上，她眼睛打开。
And another sister laid hand on her, and her eyes were open.
她前一辈子都没看过世界。
The past life, she didn't, she cannot see the world.
因为一个姊妹按手为她祷告，她眼睛开了。
But because of the laying of hand and prayer,
她终于看到这个世界了。
And she see this world.
在她里面有个感觉。
But inside, she has this feeling.
我看到这个世界了。
I seen this world.
我里面看我的主。变得暗淡。
But then, my vision of the Lord is hindered.
因为我们所有的资讯都从我们眼睛接近了。
Because all our sight is from our eyes.
除了你的耳朵。
Other than your ears.
所有垃圾都听到。
You also hear many bad stuff.
我们的眼睛是我们收集资讯的。
Our eyes receive a lot of knowledge information.
结果看得越多，里面就越暗淡。
But the more you see of this world, the darker it is in you.
后来他写了这种诗歌。
And then she wrote this hymn.
愿你使我眼服盲。
I'd rather be blind physically.
他说，请你再为我按手一次。
And lay hand again on me.
使我再一次瞎。
That I'll be blind again.
我不愿意再看这个世界。
I do not want to see this world.
我发现一件事情。
I discover one thing.
我世界看得越多，我对主。看得越少。
The more I see this world, the less of the Lord I see.
他没有劝大家都变盲人。
Well, he's not saying we have all to turn blind.
全部基督徒都是盲。
All Christians have to be blind.
这是什么见证？
What kind of testimony would that be?
乃是告诉我们要看重里面的眼睛是开的。
But that we should pay attention that our inner eyes are open.
不是看重我外面可以看多少。
And don't put.Wait on what we can see outward.
我们里面能够看到我以后的盼望的话。
That we can see inwardly our future hope.
我们有一个目标的生活。
Then we have a purpose life.
谈到初熟的果子。
With regards to the first fruit.
如果照圣经整个大图片讲的话。
According to the big picture in the Bible.
在旧约是讲到余数。
In the Old Testament, we talk about the remnant.
就是那些被掳到巴比伦去还想回到耶路撒冷的人。
It is those who have been captured into Babylon and they still long to come back to Jerusalem.
你认为我是被掳的，我当然想离开了。
Of course, if I'm a captive, I want to be free.
但你要知道，犹太人到了巴比伦就开始做生意。
But do you know that the Jews when they were in Babylon, they were businessmen.
越做越有钱。
And they were richer, and they got richer.
没错，我是犹太人被掳到外邦地去了。
It's true, I was captured into Babylon.
但是我生活越来越好。
But my life is getting better and better.
今天神的家在耶路撒冷需要被建立，有几个人愿意回去
？Today, the house of God is in Jerusalem. How many are willing to go back?
没太多人愿意回去。
Not many are willing.
我不知道你没有这种感觉，不知道有多少人有这种感觉。
I don't know how many of you have this kind of sense.
我会有一点。
I have a little bit of that.
我在香港长大的。
I grew up in Hong Kong.
香港是殖民地。
It's a good place.
我们中国人是英国人管。
It's a place that's being conquered by another country.
Conquer. 应该怎么讲
？Colonize.
对对对对。
Yeah.
就是他还没 conquer. 太严重了一点，对，重了一点。那个我们一点觉得被外国人管的感觉都没有。
But we don't really feel that we're under a foreign power.
要赚钱赚啊，拼命赚啊。
Because even if you want to make money, you can make money.
你要做的哇。
You can do whatever you want.
从来没告诉你这有什么政治气氛在这里，你就是赚钱拼了命的去赚。
You can make as much money as you can.
所以有点感觉，这些巴比伦这些犹太人根本不想回去。
So I have this sense of how people, the Jews in Babylon, they don't want to go back home.
所以只有少数的人回耶路撒冷。
And so there's only a few who want to go to back to Jerusalem.
如果我们今天讲到新约的话
，In the New Testament,
初熟的果子直指就是得胜者。
The first fruit refers to the overcomers.
神希望整个教会所有信徒都是得胜者。
God wants all believers to become overcomers.
神希望整个教会所有信徒都赶快的成熟。
And God wants everyone to mature quickly.
但是很可惜，只有少部分人能够满足主这个心愿，早早的成熟。
But sadly, there are only a few who can satisfy that want of the Lord.
所以神说我在找。
And so the Lord says, I'm seeking, looking for the first fruit.
这些少数的基督徒先成熟。
These few Christians mature first.
你就知道全教会有一天都要这样成熟。
And we know that the whole church is going to mature.
只是慢一点。
They might be a little bit slower.
晚一点。
Or later.
我上次跟大家提了五点的事，我里面的感觉哈，这个我们先不要把排得这么高，最多我要就是得胜者。
We don't want to speak of this like in a very high way.
我常常觉得我可能得胜者不是太有望。
I always think like to be an overcomer, there's not much chance for that.
孙弟兄有一次交通。
And Brother Sun also says.
他说我希望我是最后一个上得胜者的车，最后一个上。
He said that I hope that I'm the last one to get into that car of overcoming.
我们很多人都有反应。
And we all reacted to that.
你最后一个算了，我们呢就不用了嘛，这个。
If you're the last one, then where are we?
你都最后一个上了。
You are the last one.
这个我们还有机会吗
？Then we even have a chance.
说后来他改了。
And then he changed.
我说我带着你们一起上。
I'll bring you all along.
我大概是这样记得。
This is how I remembered it.
所以对我来讲，这得胜者的呼召哈是太高了。
So this calling for the overcomer is a very high calling.
似乎我们这些信主的人太难达到了。
It's like it's so high to reach.
那难道这个初熟的果子就跟我们已经绝缘了吗
？Now is this first fruit also that far from us?
所以我上次交通了五点。
So last time I talked about five points.
我不是降低那个标准。
I'm not trying to lower that standard.
乃是我们希望有个 stepping stone， 我们有些能够把让我们成为初熟的。
But I want to find the stepping stone so we can become first fruit.
第一个，我们要学会听得见主的话。
First is we have to be able to listen to the word of the Lord.
今天很多基督徒听不见主讲话。
Many today cannot hear the Lord.
今天很多人说，哎，你听见主讲话吗？
Today, people ask, "Can you hear the Lord?"
是打雷吗
？Is it a thunder?
是什么样？主怎么讲话的呢
？How does God speak to you?
我们听不见主的话。
We cannot hear from Him.
我们如果能够成为一个能够听得见主话
，If we can be one who can hear the Lord,
我告诉你，搞不好还是少数的。
I'm sure it's still a few.
但是，但愿我们愿意在对主说，我愿意听得见你的话。
But we say to the Lord, I desire to hear from you.
主讲过。
The Lord said,
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep knows my voice.
我们如果是主的羊。
If we are his sheep.
我们怎么可能听不见他讲话。
How can we not hear his voice?
我们只有说我们回应的慢。
Maybe we respond too slow.
不会听不见。
But it's not possible not to hear. Secondly,
我们要有经历，主听我们的祷告。
We have to have the experience that the Lord answered our prayer.
我问弟兄姊妹，你们祷告啊
？I asked brothers and sisters, did you pray?
有。
Said yes.
我们相信有一个基督徒说我不祷告。
I'm sure all Christians say they pray.
就有人一刚信就说，哎呦，我忘记吃饭要祷告了。
Some Christians they new believers, oh, I forget to pray before eating.
我吃一半可以再祷告吗
Can I still pray in the middle of the meal?
这个有点守律法了。
This is kind of keeping a rule.
对啊，我不祷告吃一半是不是肚子会痛
Oh, is it I am going to have a stomach ache if I didn't pray?
那这不是律法。
This is not a legal rule.
我们年轻的时候对这个吃东西祷告都搞不懂。
And we don't understand this praying before a meal.
年轻人整天在吃。
Young people are always eating.
实在祷告太烦了，每个都祷告。
Do I have to pray every time I eat?
我们说三块钱以下不用祷告。
Oh, maybe below $3, you don't have to pray for that.
多少钱以上才祷告？
You pray only when it costs you more.
这叫做律法。
this is also keeping the law.
你知道，到有一段时间我不能吃的时候。
But one time when I can't even eat.
我祷告的时候，谢谢主有的吃，谢谢主我能够吞。
Then I prayed that I thank the Lord I have food, but I can also swallow.
用什么呀？我们很多人有不同的问题，又问。
We all have other many questions.
哦，我祷告了。
Oh, I pray.
事情成就了。
And the thing got resolved.
脑袋开始工作了。
And then our mind starts working.
我不祷告，是不是也会成就？
If I didn't pray, is it still gonna
happen? 这个是成就，是因为我祷告才成就，不祷告也成就。
Is this thing happen because of my prayer or not?
你不会要去祷告。
If you're like that, you're not gonna pray.
因为你根本不知道主怎么听你祷告。
Because you do not know how he listened to your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，祷告是跟我的主讲话。
Prayer is talking to my Lord.
坦诚地跟他说。
Really telling him what's in your heart.
什么感觉都跟他说。
Whatever you feel, open up to him.
不用写文章。
This is not writing a theme paper.
不用开场白。
There's no introduction to this.
坦坦白白去跟他说。
It's just coming, really telling him.
用你的心去跟他说。
Telling him what's in your heart.
我就不相信主不回答。
I don't believe if you're like that, the Lord's not going to answer you.
神回答不是就是照你祷告就成就。
Well, of course, his answer doesn't mean he do what he wants.
神会回答你。
But he will answer.
所以，我希望我们有弟兄姊妹快快的经历听我祷告这种的经历。
I really hope brothers and sisters can experience this quickly, that Lord answer prayer.
因为这也是少数。
Because again, this is only a few.
希望我们有一些出熟的果子出来，能够影响许多人，知道怎么去祷告。
That we will have first fruit to influence others to pray.
我们有祷告的学习。
We have learning in prayer.
也跟有没有信心又扯上。
It's related to whether you have faith.
我们要有信心，不可能没学祷告的。
If you want to have faith, it's not possible if you don't learn to pray.
我们没有学习祷告，就不可能有信心。
If you don't learn to pray, you cannot have faith.
所以你把祷告的事把它看清的话，我跟你讲，你信心的学的比谁都慢。
If you belittle prayer, you cannot learn faith.
我们如果在祷告、信心这些都学的慢的话
，If we're slow in having faith,
你会发现你是一个埋怨的人。
Then you are one who complains.
什么事情一发生，你就是埋怨。
Whatever happened, you will complain.
你不会埋怨，要有人埋怨自己吧。
There are people who complain about themselves.
有人点头了。我们埋怨的是别人的。
Usually it's on complaining about others.
更最亲的人埋怨最多。
And you complain the most to those close.
都是因为你。
It's all because of you.
没有你这样，我就不会这样。
If it's not you being like that, I won't be like this.
很少埋怨自己。
You won't blame yourself.
我们觉得我们对于主很多的事情哈，在这个信心的操练有一个最难的就是等。
One of the hardest things about faith is waiting.
这个等候是我们人啊，这个是天然的人做不到啊。
Our natural man cannot wait.
我们要事情都要快。
We all want things to happen fast.
到了这个年代啊，什么都要快。
Especially in this age.
但是神要我们学等候。
But the Lord wants us to wait.
你知道圣经有一个例子。
There's an example in the Bible.
这就是拉撒路。
Lazarus.
不是那个乞丐啊，是马大玛利亚的弟弟拉撒路。
This is not the beggar Lazarus, but.
他病了。
He got sick.
耶稣说，我去。
And the Lord said, I will go.
等到他去了，拉撒路在坟墓四天。
When the Lord reached the place, Lazarus has been in the tomb for days.
两姐妹怎么跟耶稣说？
What did the two sisters say to the Lord?
啊，你说你会怎么说？
What would you say to him?
所以说你这么晚来干嘛？你怎么这么晚来？
Said, oh, how come you're so late?
哦，他们讲的非常非常好听的话，我想他们没有这样怪主。
Of course, they say it nicely. They're not blaming him.
我跟主说，主，你早在这里就好了，我兄弟必不死。
They said, if you were here, my brother would not have died.
绝对没有人怀疑主能够医好他的。
Of course, nobody believe that the Lord can heal him.
但是有一件事，死了。
But death.
主你救得活吗？
Can you still save him?
没这个观念。
They don't have this concept in them.
说主就主说，信我。
And the Lord said, believe.
我是复活。
I am the resurrection.
我是生命。
I'm the life.
信我，一定不死。
You believe in me, you will never die.
两姐妹还听不懂。
The two sisters still don't understand.
直到主耶稣把拉撒路活活的交还给他。
Until the Lord showed them a life.
这两姐妹学了一件事。
The two sisters learned one thing.
原来我的主不只能够医病。
Oh, my Lord not only heals the sick.
我死的弟弟四天了还活过来。
My brother who has been dead for 4 days.
我们对我的主有新的认识。
I have a new knowledge of the Lord.
每次我们经过一些信心的考验。
Whenever we go through a testing of faith.
都是让我们对主有新的认识。
It gives us a new knowledge of the Lord.
我们这个主绝对不太晚。
The Lord is never late.
你不要以为主你太晚。
Don't think the Lord is late.
我的机会都过。
As if my chance, my opportunity has passed me by.
如果这是主还在这里引导的话。
If the Lord is still leading on.
没有太迟。
It's never late.
有一句话我常跟弟兄姊妹说的。
There's a phrase I always tell brothers and sisters.
我特别对年轻的弟兄姊妹说。
Especially to the young ones.
这个哈、啊，我说、啊、神啊，能够成就一件事在我身上。
God can accomplish a task in me.
他可以正常的成就的。
Naturally or supernaturally.
或者超自然的。
Or supernaturally.
在他所指定的时间也是 time.
In his timing.
在他的时间里面成就了，荣耀是给他的。
To bring glory to himself.
我们今天在信心的操练里面
So in our exercise of faith
总相信我祷告这件事主要做 do something
We believe that the Lord is going to do something about what I pray
他一定会成就在我身上一件事
He will accomplish one thing
关乎我的事
It's about me
自然的或者超自然
Whether naturally or supernatural
或者合理的不合理的
Whether reasonable or unreasonable
在他的时间里
In his time,
成就在我身上
will be accomplished in me.
神最终的荣耀
And then he will be glorified.
我们祷告不一定要超自然
So we're not just asking for supernatural things.
自然也可以
Natural is fine.
我常常说如果你车子坏了
So if your car is broken,
你能够修得了什么样子吗 你自然就把它弄好了、啊、
If you can repair it, of course, naturally you do that.
但是你求救无门的时候
But when you're at your road's end,
你跟主说主，你今天让车子动。
Then you pray to the Lord, may you
start
this car. I have no way.
神就让他动。
And then the Lord will make it work.
我经历过。
I have experienced.
我们一批弟兄姊妹经历过。
Our a bunch of brothers and sisters too.
因为我们都在那部车上。
Because we're all in that vehicle.
所以我们这些事情是给我们说主，我们还说你不真吗？
This thing tells us, can we still say you're not real?
我们要先学了，我们怎么来到主面前去祷告。
But we need to learn how to come before Him and pray.
在信心的上面。
On regards to faith.
但是我们许多人能够成为初始的果子。
That we will be first fruits.
是的。
And then fourth.
亲近主。
To be close to the Lord.
亲近主，实在你慢慢学习啊，这个很难的一件事。
Coming close to the Lord is a difficult thing.
对啊，我们弟兄有时候说，你去试祷告两分钟看看，你没有十秒，你已经开始了。哎呦，明天的作业怎么做啊？这菜还没买呢，这孩子在哭，这个你发现五六分钟过了。
Our brother said, try praying 2 minutes. In a few seconds, you can all not concentrate. You're thinking about so many things about life.
所以你会发现，亲近主实在不是一件容易的事。
So being close to the Lord is not that easy.
我们说亲近主 equal 读圣经祷告。
Maybe we say, coming close to the Lord means prayer and reading the Bible.
那看起来蛮 accomplish 的，就是 achievable 就可以做得到的事。
That looks like it's an achievable thing.
你做了这个，不代表你亲近主。
But after you've done this, doesn't mean you have come close to the Lord.
乃是你全人能够安静在主的面前。
It's when you can quiet down before Him.
你不急。
You're not in a rush.
我就是来跟主的谈谈话。
I'm here to have a conversation with Him.
这样子才会碰见我们的主。
This is the only way you can meet the Lord.
亲近主是为了碰见他。
Coming close to Him is to meet Him.
不是我们收集了多少的东西。
It is not to gain a lot of stuff.
那是我碰见我的主。
But to meet Him.
当我碰见我的主，我就能够体会到主心中所要的。
When I have met my Lord, then I can sense what He wants.
大卫从大自然跟主亲近。
David come to the presence of the Lord through the through nature.
他里面有个感觉，主在地上需要有个居所。
In his heart, he sensed that the Lord needs a dwelling place here on earth.
神不让他建，但神悦纳他这个心愿。
God does not want him to build that place, but he accepted his heart.
这是拉撒路的姐姐玛利亚。
Mary, the sister of Lazarus.
常常坐在主脚前。
She always sit before the Lord.
她终于里面看见主，这次来不是做王，这次来是要去死的。是上十字架的。
And she saw that the Lord's coming is not to be king this time, but to go to the cross.
说弟兄姊妹，我们真的亲近主，我们里面会给我们看见很多很多人，越亲近我们看的就会越多。
The closer we come to the Lord, the more we will see.
说亲近主这个，我们真的有切实的学习，我们是出世。
Then if we really learn to come close to Him, then we can be first fruit.
我们讲了这个奉献、祷告、亲近主。
We have talked about consecration.
对不起，我讲错了，这个祷告、信心、亲近主。
We have talked about prayer, faith, and coming close to the Lord.
这整个关键就是你有没有奉献给主。
The key is, have you consecrated yourself to the Lord?
主要我们是一个奉献给他的人。
The Lord wants us to be a consecrated person.
你知道圣经说，如果我们不是真奉献给主，
if we do have not really consecrated ourselves to the Lord,
我们就不是主的门徒，
then we are not the Lord's disciple.
我们只会所有事情只想到我的利益是什么，
because in everything we'll just think of our own interests.
只有门徒不怎么想我自己的利益。
Only disciples don't think about their own interest.
你要想到主的利益是什么。
They think about the Lord's interest.
主要我们经营的。
The Lord wants us to
今天
be in His business.
Yeah, 我们今天在地上是要经营主的事。
We are here to be about His business.
所以一个门徒，只有门徒才会去学舍己。
Only a disciple will want to learn giving up himself.
也只有门徒能够去舍己。
And only a disciple can deny himself.
今天在地上有几个啊？英文很好。我们地上有几个人愿意否认自己
？How many are in this world are willing to deny themselves?
在地上，我们今天说我奉献这件事，奉献那些，奉献很多事情。
Maybe we say, "Oh, I've consecrated this thing. I've consecrated that thing."
我们很少有人能够说，我这个人就是给你的。
But very few can say, "My whole being is yours."
神在寻找，真的有人把我这个人是给你。
The Lord is looking for one who is willing to give himself.
只有真奉献的人，神才能够在这个人身上做事。
Only those who really consecrate themselves, the Lord can work on them.
我今天要再讲一点。
Another point.
就是顺服。
It is about submission.
有祷告，操练祷告，操练信心，绝对少不了操练顺服的。
If you exercise on prayer and you have an exercise on faith, you cannot miss have an exercise on submission.
圣经里面讲了两兄弟。
There are two brothers.
这个叫老大说你到葡萄园去做做工。
And the elder one is being bidden to go to the vineyard to work.
那个老大不接。后来去了。
He said, "No, I don't want to go." But then he ended up going.
然后呢，跟老二说， 你去葡萄园工作，老子说好啊，后来不去。
And then the second one, he said, oh, I will go, but he ended up not going.
你认为哪一个顺服？
Who is the one who really submitted?
啊，老二嘴巴甜嘛。
The second one.
这看来好像老二都嘴巴甜。
Probably a second child is like that.
一个一个可能没办法去 find out 了，这个老二嘴巴很甜的，他动不动就不知道了。
Even though they say nice things, but whether they have action to back up or not, we don't know.
老大很有个性，但是这个最后还是这个去做了。
The elder one, kind of strong will, but in the end, went and do it.
你知道我们都是玩梗的人。
We are stubborn people.
我们这样的玩梗的人能够向主屈服，这不简单的事。
It's not that easy for a stubborn person like us to submit to the Lord.
我们能够对主说，愿你的旨意成就在我身上。
And we can say to the Lord, may your will be accomplished in me.
这只有一个奉献给主的人才真正讲得出来。
It's only a consecrated person who can really say that.
你讲讲没用。
Saying that is useless.
神在看我们的心的。
The Lord is looking in our heart.
我们诗歌里面有首诗歌是何淑文姊妹的话。
There's a hymn that's our sister Barbara's word.
对，这是尼佛斯弟兄把它记下了。
Brother Nee wrote it down.
这个主啊，你不可让步，迟早我是要顺服。
Do not yield thy way to mine. Soon I'll yield my will to thine.
让我改变我的意图，主啊，我来顺服。
Let me change my view and way, dear Lord, to obey.
当我在看英文的时候
When I was reading this in English
跟中文刚刚讲的还有一点点的差别
There's still a small difference between English and Chinese
他英文这个讲说不要为我改变你的道路你的做法
Do not yield thy way to mine
你不要为我改变你当初的想法
Don't change your original thing because of me
我的意志迟早降服于你了。
Soon I will yield my will to thine.
我今天服不了，但是我有一天我还是要服的。
Today I might not be able to submit, but one day I will.
主啊，求你等等我，我愿意改变，等我改变我的想法、看法与我要走的路。
Please wait for me. Let me change my view and way.
直到我顺服你
Until I obey you
说弟兄姊妹顺服这个事情啊，没这么简单的
So submission and obedience is not that simple
主今天给我们许多的环境
The Lord gives us many circumstances
主今天给我们很多的人
And give us different people
我们顺服主很多时候在顺服人
Many times when we submit to the Lord we're submitting to people
我们在这许多的学习里面就在试验我们能够服吗
In all these things it's testing us whether we can submit or not
我们服得下来
When we can submit
我们是一个出手的果子
Then we are first fruit
讲到这个顺服的事
With regards to submission
我要讲几件事情
I want to mention a few things
第一个
One
认罪悔改
To confess and repent
你在认罪悔改这件事情需要光照
To confess and repent we need his light
没有光照你谁告诉你多少都没用你根本就不相信你根本就不接受
Without his light no matter how many people tell you you cannot agree to it
我们没看见的话我就不知道我错在哪里了
If we do not see we do not know where we go wrong
说光非常的重要
And so light
我常常说如果我们这里全光灯那些白天的如果天黑的全光灯这里什么脏东西你都看不到
I always say if we turn off the light we cannot see anything
我摆个蜡烛在这里稍微看到在你面前是什么东西脏
But if I light a candle you can see around the candle
我用把灯全打开哪里有脏你大概都看得见
But if I turn on the light you will see where there's unclean thing
整个关键是我们不够光
The key is we do not have enough light.
因为我们不够光，所以我们在黑暗中我们不知道。
Because there's not enough light, we're in darkness, and yet we do not know.
如果我们的光够的话，是能够照明我们里面许多的问题。
If there is enough light, the Lord can show us our problems.
悔改是一个行动。
Repentance is an action.
这就是顺服的一个行动。
It is an action of submission.
但是我们知道，人要回头，这个实在需要主好多的恩典。
But to turn around, we really need God's grace.
我常讲这个故事。
I always talk about this story.
有个年轻人出来社会做事了。
There's a young man who entered society.
已经上路了。
He's on his way.
这个有一段时间，他发现我整个大学文凭骗来的。
Then he realized, well, actually, my college diploma is gotten out of, you know, it's not gotten in the right way.
这个他说，这里面催促他说，他就有感觉说，我把大学文凭还给学校。
And so there's he's charged to give up that diploma, return it to the school.
是真的吗？去学校说我骗的，先还你。
He said, well, I got this out of line, so I want to return my diploma.
这个大学的这些我想Dean都involved了，这个你骗的，你骗的，那当然收回来了。
And all the deans probably were involved, and of course you lied, and so this should be taken back from you.
他也很平安，交了他的文凭走了。
And he was very peaceful, he gave back that diploma.
半年后，
half year later,
学校把他找去了。
The school want him to come back.
他说你这个文凭搞得我们好麻烦。
And they said to him, it's so complicated, this your diploma.
有学校的历史就没有人交过文凭回来。
Because in the whole school history, nobody has returned your diploma.
我们不知道这个文凭要怎么办。
And we don't really know what to do with it.
我们开了好多的会。
And we have meet many times on this.
最后我们结论。
And then in conclusion,
教育就是教好人。
We say education.
我们发现你是非常的诚实。
We see that you are very honest.
已经把你教得非常好。
We have accomplished that.
我们教育成功了。
We are successful in our educating you.
文凭还你。
So we return this diploma to you.
这个后来有个另外一个弟兄听到这个，哎呦，他觉得这个蛮荣耀的。
Another brother heard about this and thought, wow, this is so glorious.
他说我也是骗子。
Because I did the same thing.
他去另外一个学校，他也去还回去了。
And so he returned his diploma to his school too.
然后呢，他说看看，等一等，学校没有讲什么这个你教育成功了这个。
And he was waiting. The school did not say, oh, we're successful.
等来等去就没消息。
There's just no news coming back.
哇，非常的沮丧。
And so he was very discouraged.
你给他拿回来，我的拉萨不回来了。
How come, Lord, you let that other person get back his diploma while me?
这
就
是什么呀？心不对。
Well, because his heart is not right.
他在抄别人的。
He's just copying the other person.
好了一段时间，他终于服了。
And then finally he submitted.
他说，他终于服，就是我心态是不对。
He said yes.My heart is wrong.
我也没有真的要他拿走那个文凭，不过他们真的拿走。
I really didn't want to give that up, but they took it.
直到他心态变。
And until his heart changed.
神的时间很妙。
And then God's timing is so great.
你说大学怎么知道他什么时候心态变？
You know, how can the college know when he changed his heart?
他的心态变。
But his heart changed.
学校来了。
And the school came.
我们把文凭还。
And said, yes, we're returning your diploma.
说弟兄姊妹，但我们不要大家去抄啊。
We're not trying to tell you to copy.
今天有些人听到这个，哎呀，我这个也是骗的，那个也是骗的，啥都退回去。
Maybe you think, oh, I lied about this and that, so.
不用，我们有些事情不需要这样做。
Well, not everything is done this way.
我们要用大图片来看。
We need to see the big picture.
我们知道错了，好好跟主说。
If we know we're wrong, we need to tell the Lord.
主会赦免我们。
The Lord will forgive us.
不是一定要走到这样子。
It's not necessarily going that way.
我们真诚的在主面前是承认的。
But truly, we admit it before the Lord.
悔改是一个出手的果实。
And then repentance is the first fruit.
第二个。
Second.
能够赦免人，也是一个很重要的顺服。
to be able to forgive another person.
一个人得罪你，有意的、无意的，你都很难赦免。
Whether it's intentional or unintentional that they did something bad to you, it's very hard to forgive.
我们都是很难赦免人的人。
We are those who are hard to forgive.
有一件事能够帮助我们。
But there's one thing that can help us.
就是当我们真的里面被光照。
When we're enlightened from within,
我们真的看到我原来是这么糟糕的。
And we see, you know, how wretched we are as a person.
这样的人，主都赦免就好。
This kind of person, the Lord forgets.
我就比较容易能够赦免得罪我们的人。
Then it's easier for us to forgive others.
过去有个弟兄，他在薄饼聚会的时候。
There was a brother during the breaking of the bread.
看到一个人进来，就是害死他父亲的人。
He saw one who came in who had caused the death of his dad.
他当然上面写着杀了他父亲，我不知道他真的是杀人还是怎么，反正是我用的词就是害死他父亲。
Or the thing was saying like he murdered his father.
我说这个人信主啊。
He said, "How can this person believe?"
他立刻起身走掉。
And he just stood up and left that meeting.
我不能跟这个人同在一起。
I cannot be with this person.
他跑到外面，就一直跟神说：“这个人怎么会信主？你也接受这样的人？”
He went outside and struggled with the Lord. How can you accept such a person?
但是他一直在主在那里跟主这个办交涉，到一个地步，他的主的爱征服了他。
But during his wrestling, the love of the Lord conquered him.
他回来伯比。
He came back to the Lord's table.
虽然这是我杀父仇人。
Said, even though this is a murderer,
我愿意，因为他信主，我们能够成为弟兄。
Because now he believes, I'm willing to be his brother.
这个是很难的。
This is very difficult.
你知道，我们赦免一个人是心里的故事。
Forgiveness is the story of our heart.
这没什么好炫耀的。
This is nothing to show up.
我们这个是给我们的主看。
This is to show our Lord.
让我们的主看到我们真的能够赦免。
That the Lord sees that we can really forgive.
在顺服上面第三个。
The third point, under submission.
在我们服侍人的上面。
In our service towards men.
我们可以走说，人家要求我走一里，我可以走两里吗？
Can we walk the second mile?
我们能够甘心的去服侍吗？
Are we willing to serve?
过去有两兄弟。
There are two brothers.
他们家那个有个田，是梯田。
They have a field, but it's a terrace type field.
他在上面的。
He's on top.
他每天到城里上班，先把田灌溉好，去上班了。
He irrigated his field before going to the town to work.
但是很多次回来，发现全部的水都不见了。
But when he comes back, he found that all the water is gone.
他后来发现下面那一家人，当他去上班，他把闸口一下，水全部流到他们的田。
He found out the one living on the lower part of the terrace stole his water.
非常的生气。
He was very, very mad.
所以后来他到教会跟年长弟兄交通。
So he came to the church and fellowship with the elder brother.
我应该怎么做呢？那以后他先教完，我才教。
He said, "Oh, what am I going to do? I maybe wait until he has irrigated his, then I'll do mine."
那不错吧？最少就是我没报仇啊，我没报仇。
Well, I'm not, you know, revenge.
那这个有个年长弟兄就他们在祷告的时候他说，基督徒是不是应该做多一点点？
And they were praying, and one elder brother said, "Isn't it that the Christian has to do more than that?" 哎，
两兄弟突然间醒过来。
And the two were awakened.
根本没告诉他做什么。
They never told him.
我明白了。
They said, "Oh, we understand."
回家。
So they went home.
每天早上，先把下面那个田先灌，才灌自己的。
Every morning, they irrigate the field of their neighbor first before their own.
一个礼拜后
after one week
下面那全家人来按门铃。
The neighbors from the lower terrace came to their house and ring the bell.
他说我们就是住你上面。
They said, "Oh, we're down under you, the neighbors."
我们偷了你的水这么久，你怎么会要交我们的钱呢？
We have stolen water from you so many years. How come you're willing to irrigate our field first?
最后，下面那一家人全家都信主。
And then that family came to the Lord.
因着这两兄弟愿意走多一步。
Because these two brothers are willing to take another step.
没有去传福音。
They did not go preach the gospel.
只是他们走多了一步。
But they take one more step.
全家都信。
And the neighbors got saved.
第四件事。
The fourth thing.
我们工作的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our work?
我们现在做事的人很多。
We have now a lot of people working.
就算在读书的人也在想做事。
Even those who are in school are hoping to find work.
那 intern 叫什么？我知道 OPT 叫实习， intern 也叫实习。反正呢，我们就是对工作太多，就是什么，工作好赚钱多。
There are many interns. We just want good work, high pay.
这个有没有年轻人有没有不是这样的？
Isn't it? All young people are like that.
你不是读 Carlson School 那些可怕，可能每个都这样。
Maybe those in Carlson School, all of them are like that.
我们今天工作的目的是什么？
Well, what is the purpose of work?
圣经告诉我们一件事。
The Bible tells us one thing.
这个，哎，等一下我再讲。我有一天跟学生们在谈这个事。
One day I was talking with students about this.
我说啊， job and career 什么差别？
What's the difference between a job and a career?
大家想一想，这个中年人大概都 I have a career 啊，我中文叫什么 ？Job 叫工作 ，career 呢？事业是吧？我工作跟事业什么差别
？So what's a job and what's a career?
哎呦，讨论很多，我都忘掉了。
I've forgotten what the discussion was about.
但是呢，这两个词是今天我们所抓住的。
But these two words are something we grapple with.
我们要有个事业。
We want a career.
不是到我的退休的时候，我一事无成。
We don't want to have not accomplished anything at retirement.
我就没办法对我的子子孙孙、你的爷爷，那是多荣耀啊！
And we cannot say to our great grandkids,
爷爷奶奶、
oh, that we are something before.
你叫圣经怎么给我们看？
But what does the Bible tell us?
圣经告诉我们有我们的事业。
We have a career.
我们的事业就是侍奉神。
It is to serve God.
地上所有的工作都是你的副业。
All work in here is your side job.
The vocation, 我们的真正的事业，我们的 career 就是侍奉神。
Our real vocation, our career is to serve God.
神叫以色列人出埃及，就是要他们来侍奉神。
The reason for taking them out of Egypt.Is to let them worship God.
所以我们今天要看到，我们今天工作是只为养生的。
Our job is to have help get us make a living.
因着我们这种观念没有对的时候
，If we do not have the right perspective,
你发现争来争去就是要钱多，工作都跳槽跳了一大堆。
And all we're involved in is struggling to get a better job, higher pay.
神可以给我们升得很高。
Of course, the Lord can give you promotion to a high place.
但是我们还是认定我的职业是侍奉。
But still, my real career is to serve God.
但以理做了当时波斯马代波斯国里面已经三个总长的上面。
We know Daniel was like the prime minister during the Persian Empire.
忙得不得了。
He was very busy.
一点都没影响他侍奉神。
But it did not affect his serving God.
所以我们今天如果到了某个 position, 某个地位，我们就没办法侍奉神，你最好不要上。
If you get to a position and then because of that position you cannot serve God, then don't go there.
因为你真的上了，你没时间服侍了。
Because you will not have time to serve the Lord.
你只能够说有余的时间才来服侍了。
Maybe you're serving out of leftover time.
你只有有余的力量来服侍了。
Or serve out of leftover energy.
如果是我们用这种观念的话。
If we have this perspective.
说很多人，难怪很多人说我退休才来服侍。
That's why people think, oh, I'll serve after retirement.
这不是圣经的观念。
This is not the perspective in the Bible.
圣经的观念是我本来我的一生就是侍奉神。
The Bible says, my whole life is to serve God.
我们所有的工作是为养生。
And our job is to make a living.
神答应过不会让你饿死。
God will not let you go hungry.
我们才能够经历 He is my provider. 他是我所供应的。
And you can experience that He is your provider.
如果这种观念在今天在基督徒里面已经很少。
There are very few who have this kind of way of looking at
it. 大家都要钱多。
Everybody wants more money.
都要享受好。
They all want to enjoy
good things. 都要高职位。
They all want high position.
还是不满足。
And still not satisfied.
说如果我们能够说我工作只为养生的，
If we can say that my working is to earn a living,
这在主面前是一个出手的果子。
Then this is the first fruit.
我刚刚跟你们读了哥林多前书第九章的那段圣经。
We read 1 Corinthians 9.
最后那一句话说，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Says, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
或者说，恐怕我自己被弃绝了。
Or lest by any means I am a castaway.
你发现保罗写这段话。
You discover Paul writing this word.
他有个惧怕。
There's a fear in him.
他在小亚细亚一直在传福音。
In Asia Minor, he was preaching the
gospel. 他建立了许多的教会。
He has built a lot of churches.
他有一个惧怕。
But there's a fear in him.
恐怕我做这么多，我最后我被弃绝。
I've done so much that might be a that I might be a castaway.
我们来摸一下保罗的感觉。
Let's touch what he feels here.
我可以被弃绝。
I can be a castaway.
我们来看什么叫弃绝。
What does it mean to be cast away?
弃绝一个意思是摆在一边不用。
That means you're placed on the side and you're not going to be used.
我每次想到这个，我就想到 Toy Story 里面的 Woody.
I always think about the Woody in Toy Story.
你们年轻人有看吗？
How young people have seen this?
不是我小的时候，是我孩子小的时候，我整天陪他看。
I didn't watch this when I was young, but I watched it with my kid.
他的主人叫 Andy.
The owner is Andy.
这个有一次那个 bus 主人买了一个 Buzz Lightyear 回来了。
The
中文叫什么我不知道 ，Buzz Lightyear。
Bought a new toy Buzz Lightyear.
哇，这个主人这个小孩 Andy， 我特喜欢那个 Buzz Lightyear。
Andy loved that new toy.
那个 Woody 这个 cowboy 在那边说，主人不要我了。
And the old toy Woody who's a cowboy.
把它丢在一边不要了。
Oh, the owner doesn't want me anymore.
我每次看那个，这个就是被人弃绝在旁边。
I would say, okay, that's a castaway.
Castaway, yeah. 这个，但我们知道了，这个后来这主人其实还是很喜欢你的，这不是我的 point.
But in the story, the owner still liked him and take him back.
第一个意思被弃绝。
So one is be a castaway.
其实你结婚了有小孩都知道，你买新玩具，在旧的早就不要了。
You know, kids, when they have new toy, they don't want the old one.
其实我有时候想一些姊妹们。
I think about sisters.
买新的衣服旧的不穿了。
When they buy new clothes, they don't like their old ones. 所以
不得了，就是那些从来不看的。
And so they have a whole closet of clothes that they don't even look at.
这个弟兄们是买什么？我不知道哈，是什么这个科技的东西。
Maybe for brothers, they're buying technology stuff.
说第一个讲到弃绝的，摆在一边了。
So cast away means they're just set aside.
圣经也给我们看到许多被摆在一边。
We have seen a lot of being set aside.
第二个。在这段话里面，什么叫弃绝？
What does it mean to be a castaway?
主不满意。
God is not satisfied with you.
主不喜悦你的。
God is not pleased with you.
这我们主可以说，你曾经非常对我忠心过。
You were once faithful to me.
但是呢，我现在不能用你，因为你开始疏懒。
But now I cannot use you because you're slothful.
或者你现在开始有骄傲了。
Or because now you're prideful.
或者你现在不怎么顺服。
Or now you're not submissive.
大卫到老年他还骄傲过，数点人数。
We know David in his old age had this pride once.
我常常讲，主爱我们绝对不会变的。
love of God will never change.
但是喜不喜悦我们这个是大问题。
But whether he's pleased or not is a big question.
我们所做的可能他不满意。
Maybe what we do, if that's happy with us.
可能我们所试的他不满意。
Or who we are, he's not.
所以我们要常常问自己。
So we have to ask ourselves.
如果有人跟你靠近。
If somebody gets close to you.
他能够从你身上遇到什么。
And can they meet the Lord through you?
他能够在你身上看到主的同在吗？
Can they see the presence of the Lord in you?
不是你嘴巴讲的。
It's not you saying.
是人靠近过来就能够发现主的确与你同在。
Is that when the other person come close to you, they can sense that?
很多时候我们讲的是同样一个主。
Maybe we speak of the same Lord.
但是，人家没办法感觉到这个。
But they cannot sense that Lord that you're talking about.
所以我们今天要问问自己。
So we need to ask ourselves.
人碰见我们，能够碰见主吗？
When people meet us, they can they meet the Lord?
还是主碰见我们，是碰见我们讲的一些话？
Or they only meet what we say?
我们求主救我们从我们的僵硬出来。
That we will come out of our hardness.
不要让我们迟钝。
That we will not be very slow.
不让我们不顺服。
And not obey.
不让我们自己来满足自己。
Or just please ourselves.
我们需要退一步到主的面前。
We have to step back and come before the Lord.
圣经里面给我们看到以扫被放在一边。
The Bible shows us that Esau was set aside.
他不看重长子的名分。
He disregarded the firstborn.
扫罗被放在一边。
Saul was also set aside.
当神要他灭掉亚玛利族的人。
When God wants him to destroy all the Amalekites.
他留下牛羊，王也不杀。
He left the cattle and the sheep and then the king.
他到撒母耳面前说：“神的话我全顺服。”
And still he said, "I obeyed all the word of the Lord."
弟兄姊妹 ，never pretend 你顺服，你不要假装你顺服。
Brothers and sisters.Never pretend that you have obeyed.
在神面前没什么可以盖住。
There's nothing that you can hide from the Lord.
你没顺服就是没顺服。
If you have not obeyed, you're
not obeyed. 你怎么说服自己说我顺服有啥用？
How can you convince yourself that you have obeyed?
我上次讲了 ，Never pretend you're born again. 不要假设，自以为我重生。
Last time I said, never pretend that you're born again.
我今天要讲一个 ，Never pretend.You already submitted to them. 你们不要假设我是一个顺服。
Today I want to say, never for pretend that you have submitted to the Lord.
雅各旧约的雅各。
Jacob in the Old Testament.
非常的诡诈。
He's very shrewd and cunning.
当他经过亚伯渡口的时候。
But after he went through the fork of Jabbok.
神的使者在他大腿，我摸一下，他从此是瘸腿的。
He was touched on his sinew and then he became limp.
他还可以假装吗？
Can he still pretend?
他每走出来，腿是瘸的。
Every time he walked, his limp.
他一走，他就说 ，All my energy is gone. 我的力量用尽。
And then every time he walks, he said,
我本来还可以跑得很快。
Before I can run fast.
现在根本跑不动。
Now I can.
谁都可以看见。
Everybody can see that. Everybody.
神在我身上有个记号。
There's a mark in me.
这是顺服出来的记号。
This is a mark of obedience.
这个，神要用这个人。
And God will use this person.
但是我们都不愿意被主这样摸。
But we're not willing.
就算主这样摸过一下，我们很快要跳出来。
Or yes, the Lord touched us, but we want to jump out.
但愿我们对主，我们有个心说，我们要讨主的喜悦。
May we have a heart to want to please the Lord.
以致我们不会被弃绝。
And that we will not be cast away.
我们能够成为这出手的果实。
That we will be first fruit.
圣经里面这个提了很多例子，我今天没时间讲。
The Bible says many has many examples.
刚刚我们读了那句话说，雅歌里面说，愿你信我，我们就快跑跟神。
And in the Songs of Songs it says, "Draw me, and we will run after thee."
吸引我是单数一个人，跟随主是数多数的是我们。
withdraw me. Me is singular, but all who run after him is plural.
心我是出手的。
Draw me, the first.
我能够带着一批人一起来跟随你。
And I will bring along others to follow.
我的心先被主得着。
My heart first be captured by the Lord.
我要影响我周遭的弟兄姊妹一起被主得着。
And I will influence the brothers and sisters to be captured by.
就是这句话说，愿你吸引我，我们快跑跟随你。
Draw me, and we will run after.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的心愿吗？
Do we have this kind of desire?
我一直跟弟兄姊妹讲，先求他的果与他的义，这些加给你们。
I always tell brothers and sisters, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
我们所要的是对我们有什么好处？
What we want is only things that will be good to us.
我们没想到我们是为着主摆出来的，主给我们我们所要。
We do not see that if we seek Him first, the Lord will give us the rest.
约书亚那句话。
And in the Joshua, what he said.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my house,
必定侍奉耶和
华。We will serve the Lord.
神也是得到那个家长，我带着我全家。必定侍奉耶和华。
God that head of the house and the whole family serve him.
我今天因为有受浸哈，我想讲多几句话。
Because there's a baptism today, I want to speak a bit more.
我们看几节的圣经好不好
？Let's look at the few passages.
马可福音第十六章。
Mark 16.
第十六节。
Mark 16:16.
这里说哈，我也跟一些要受浸的。弟兄姊妹看过哈，这个信而受洗的必然得救。
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
OK， 就上面就要信而受洗的必然得救。
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew 28:19.
二十八章十九节。
28:19。
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
你发现在开始在主的心的里面。
In the heart of our Lord.
信主跟受浸是 one thing， 一件事。
Believe and baptize is one thing。
你看他最后说的，你们要去使人做我的门徒，为他们施浸。
That's to make them disciples and baptize them.
马可福音信而受洗才得救。
And then in Mark it says believe and baptize.
我们今天信而得救才受洗，慢慢考虑要不要受洗。
Today many of us believe and we think we're saved and then we think about baptism.
当然你没有重生，你就不要去受洗。
Of course, if you're not born again, you cannot be baptized.
所以你发现这有主的一个心意跟命令，就是说，信跟受洗是一件事。
We see the heart and the command of the Lord that believing and baptizing is one thing.
所以我们今天哈，当我们看这个受浸的事情哈，不是说我们要不要，还是。我们要看到我真的信了主，第一件事的顺服就是受浸。
It's not whether we want to be baptized or not, but the first submission is I believe and I want to be baptized.
这个，但我们信主这个要清楚。
Of course, we have to be clear about our belief.
没有逼自己去受浸的。
We cannot force ourselves to be baptized.
所以我们说，第一个我们来宣，什么叫做信而受洗？就必得救。
What does it mean to believe and baptize?
乃是说我们信主受洗，世界在我们身上的枷锁会断。
It's that when we believe and is baptized, the hold of the world on us will be cut off.
你看到世界人看你，你信主他不管，你受尽了，他觉得你跟我不同国了。
For people of the world, when you say you believe, they don't care. But you
受尽了是给世界知道我跟你分别了，不同的了。
Baptized is to show that we're different from the world.
So 这一件事我们要清楚。
So we need to be clear on this.
我们宣告什么？我们宣告是我跟你是不同。
What we are proclaiming is we're different from you guys.
他也看见了。
And they also see that.
第二个哈，我们翻到罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans 6.
罗马书第六章。第三节。
Verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以你们借着洗礼啊，应该说浸归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫你们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我不读英文了。
We're not reading English.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章第十二节。
12.
哥罗西书第二章第十二节。
Colossians 2:12.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都应信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
前面一点哈，加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
第二十六节。
26.
我有读二十七节。
27.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。我读了三段的圣经哈，这里告诉我们说这个我们受浸的意义是什么。你发现这个他说什么，他说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。说受浸不是没意义的，虽然我信主我也 put on Christ。
Yes, when you believe, you put on Christ.
但是受浸给我们知道，我今天因着我顺服的行为行动，这个事实在我身上是表明出来。
It's because of my action of submission. This truth is displayed.
你也可以说我宣告我真的已经与主是同死同埋葬同复活的。
And I proclaim that I have died and buried with Christ.
你知道一个妈妈怀孕。
Woman got pregnant.
妈妈去哪里，里面的 baby 也跟着去哪里。
Wherever the mom goes, the baby goes with the mom.
如果不是就麻烦了。
If not, then it's a problem.
对啊，所以我们今天在基督里。
So we're in Christ today.
基督在哪里，我们就在哪里。
Where Christ is, there we are.
所以我们今天读圣经，变得要好好来看这件事。
When we read the Bible, we need to look at this.
圣经的话有客观的，有主观的。
The Bible has an objective side and a subjective side.
因为这件事把我搞了好多年搞不懂。
Because I was so confused about this thing many years.
当我有一天搞懂了之后，我是好大的一个释放。
One day when I realized this, it was a great relief for me.
好像他这里说，你已经与基督同死同埋葬同复活。
So it says here you have been dead, buried, and resurrected with Christ.
有人问已经受浸之后你死了吗？
So I ask you, are you dead?
没有人敢回答这个问题。
No one wants to answer this.
我死了吗？
Am I dead?
没死。
No.
死一半。
Maybe half dead.
这啥回答都有。
Many answers to this question.
所以我们要看这里啊，在耶稣基督成就的事实客观真理也在我身上成就了。
What the Lord has accomplished objectively, it's accomplished in you.
我要相信主在主身上成就的都在我身上成就了。
What is accomplished in Him is accomplished in me.
但是在我的行为出来，你发现没有哎，好像。
But then in my action, it seems that it's not there.
所以这里有需要我们主观去经历这个事实在我们身上。
And so we need to experience this subjective truth subjectively.
所以我们客观信主受浸，我们表明我已经与主同死同埋葬同复活。
So objectively, I believe and do that I have been dead, buried, and risen with Christ.
要真正经历这个死复活。我们要走十字架的路。
But to experience this death and resurrection, we need to go the way of the cross.
我们需要天天背十字架、舍己，我们才能够在这个死的事实上，在我们身上更真实。
And
真实了。
Daily, deny yourself, take up the cross, and this will be a reality in your life.
说神的话有客观的一面，有主观的一面。
So the word of God has an objective and a subjective side.
只有客观是不够的。
To just have objective sight is not enough.
我们需要有客观的事实，也有主观的经历。
We need to have objective truth and we need to have subjective experience.
那我用大概几分钟跟弟兄姊妹谈一谈关于这个受浸的事情。
So I want to use a few minutes to talk about baptism.
愿意我们，你知道我们这些信主在地上也是出手的果子。
Today we're here on earth, we're the first fruit.
但愿我们今天每一个要受浸的。这个给我们愿意有个心愿说主我愿意在你的面前成为出手的
And for those who are going to be baptized today, you have a heart and say, I want to be the first group.
我们在座也很多已经说接受主了，可能这是这个各有各种原因没有受浸。
And there are many here who have accepted the Lord, but maybe for some reasons you're not ready to be baptized.
但有我们在心中也是对主说主，我愿意在你面前能够成为一个出手的。
But the same thing, you have the desire to want to be first fruit.
哦，我们一起低头有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，你永远对我们有忍耐。
Lord, we thank you because you're so patient with us.
主，我们只求主。常来光照我们的里面
Lord, you shine light in us.
使我们真的不要走在黑暗的当中
That we will not walk in darkness.
主让我们能够在你面前做一个信而顺服的人
That we will be one who trusts and obeys.
主给我们有一个强烈的心愿说主我们要讨你的喜悦
We have a strong desire to want you, to please you.
以致我们愿意在你手中成为出手的果实
And that we will be first fruit in your hands.
主，我们有很多方面都可以学习。
There's so many things that we need to learn, Lord.
主，让我们能够起来，来跟随你。
That we will rise up and follow you.
在各样的环境的里面。
In any circumstances.
主，让我们抬头仰望。
That we lift our head and look to you.
因为你是昨日、今日、直到永远不改变的神。
Because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你是独行其事的神，在你没有难成的事。
There's nothing that is impossible with you.
得着我。
May you get hold of us.
我不要让我们成为弃绝的。
That we will not be cast away.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
去后面走走。